When was the last time you got kicked out of somewhere?
I got kicked out of a concert before.
Did you?
You know, the thing was, you know, the thing about getting kicked out of somewhere is if you're not actually the reason or the person that did something wrong, that's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to explain it because it's all heated at that point already anyways.
Is it guilty by association, friends?
No, what it was is somebody around us had started trouble with us. There were beers flying. I did none of it.
Mm.
It was just like beers started flying and it was like, hey, pushing back on them. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, get you out of here.
Yeah. Sometimes it's embarrassing to get kicked out of somewhere. Sometimes not so much. It just depends on the situation. But country star Chris Young, he was performing at a concert and someone in the crowd, like close to the front. So, you know, like it had to be a fan. Like, what are you doing in the fourth row if you're not a fan?
Yeah.
Threw a beer at him. So he threatened to fight him. Listen to this.
Nice.
So basically what he says, if you can't fight me in the parking lot and I'm 6'2", 235, stop throwing stuff.
Right. Like you wouldn't confront me in person, but right. Because I'm up here on stage, you feel like you can do anything.
And then the news reports were saying after.
During that moment, Chris Young asked for the individual's name to ban him from coming to any more of his shows.
Nice.
For life.
For life.
That's it. You made bad decision that night, and you know what? You don't get to see me live ever again in your life.
Oh,
you know,
good for him.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad call. That's interesting. He took it really personal, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Exactly. I mean, if somebody throws a beer at you and you're performing, like, that's something that sticks with you, right?
It's disrespectful.
Yeah. I was recently thrown out of a Facebook moms group. I didn't even know because I'm so rarely on Facebook. Somebody took a screenshot of three people took screenshots.
It's funny. Somebody is more offended for you than you.
But, and then they sent it to me. They were like, this admin kicked you out because they said you're sourcing the page for information for your show.
Yeah. So you tell a story about something that happens on there somewhat.
Not even.
And all of a sudden you're a bad guy.
I was like, seriously?
Yeah.
But these Facebook admins, they take their jobs very, very seriously.
It's amazing. I've seen like shows about that.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing some of these people, the power they believe they wield.
I was like, all right, it's fine. I mean, I'll survive. I'll move on with my life. It'll be
okay. Sure?
I don't know.
They're here to protect us. I need those people to protect us. I wonder if they'd consider protecting me in the future.
Oh, 1-800-330-9999. If you ever got kicked out of somewhere, where was it?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Where'd you get kicked out of?
My kid's school.
What happened?
Kicked out of the kid's school. That's a good one. All right, give us the dirt. What happened?
My son got a kindergarten kid went over to my son and pushed my son, and my son grabbed him and threw him against the wall. And I cussed out the principal, and he told me to leave the building.
So, wait a minute. Just for clarification's sake, is your son also a kindergartner at the time, or is he actually 23 years old with a beard, and he picked up this 40-pound child and threw him 12 feet like a John Wick movie?
No, my son's only 9 years old.
Yeah. Yeah,
nine versus five, though.
Yeah, but you can't curse out the principal, except you're really mad.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, you know, that's Daddy Bear jumping in.
Yeah, I mean, you did what you had to do. Yeah. I forgive you.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I mean, did they ever let you back in?
Nah, right now I'm still kicked out.
1-800-330-9999. You ever get kicked out of somewhere? Where was it and what happened? When was the last time you actually got kicked out of somewhere? 1-800-330-9999. Sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes you're like proud of it. You wear like a badge of honor, right?
You're right. That's right. Look at me, because your system is corrupt, man.
Country star Chris Young was performing. Some guy in the audience threw a beer at him. He made the entire crowd turn against this guy, and then they threw him out and banned him for life.
The part that I really like is that banned for life thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not enough to get you out of the building. It's write down his name, and we are going to carry that name with us every town we tour in for the rest of our lives.
Where did you get kicked out? 1-800-330-9999.
Yes, it was a senior trip, senior high school trip.
Oh, what happened?
Better than senior citizens. Okay, so what happened?
Senior high school trip to Washington, D.C. We get to the hotel in Washington, and my brother, who was based at Andrews Air Force Base, knew I was there, so he wanted to see me. So he came over from the base, and he wanted to show me a new pickup he got. I went out to the parking lot. We sat in his new truck, and we caught up. And then when I went back in, the principal was standing there. And the very next day, he sent me home on the train and the bus back to Long Island.
I mean, wow. Did they send you back with a chaperone or anything?
No, that was the odd thing. Like, I was a senior in high school, but I really hadn't traveled by myself.
Right. Like, I mean, I understand why you'd be in trouble. You leave the hotel. They have liability issues. They got to know where you are. So that's like a whole danger. But then they put you solo on a bus and then send you on a train home. Seems a little counterproductive.
They're like, hope you survive.
Yeah, yeah. But you're no longer our problem.
Right.
Peace
see
out.
Class on Monday, first period.
It was completely innocent, too. We just sat in the truck. We caught up, and I was back in the hotel in 10 minutes. I guess I broke the rule, but I didn't feel like I broke that up to be sent home alone.
I mean, that's always the thing when you get kicked out of somewhere, right? The indignity.
Right.
You're like, what? What?
Right.
And I've always made it a rule that you can never say, do you know who I am?
Well, because nobody knows who you are, Raven.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the last place you were kicked out of.
Yes, my daughter at school.
What happened?
Well, there was a boy in the bus who used to beat her every day, and one day I said to her, beat him up. And she beat him, and they called me to the school, and I told the principal that I told her to defend herself, and she kicked me out of the office.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Then you sick your daughter on the principal.
Yeah.
Beat him up next.
No,
just kidding.
No, but my dad always said the same thing. You never throw the first punch,
right?
But if somebody hits you, you defend yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
And you finish them. Oh. Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Anna and Raven, when did you get kicked out of something?
Yes, this is a very embarrassing story.
What happened?
It was my son's first Pop Warner football game. He was 5 years old at the time. Me being the excited dad that I am, the very first play, he scores a touchdown. They call it back.
Oh, my God. And you lost your mind. Right.
I get so mad.
Right.
So they replay the play again. He scores another touchdown. They call that back.
Oh, my God.
I dropped the biggest F-bomb on the field, and they immediately told me to get off. Are they going to forfeit the game?
Oh, my gosh.
I was so embarrassed. I had to take the walk of shame.
Yeah.
And this was over 10 years ago.
And you're still notorious for it, I'm sure.
Wait, but did they give him the touchdown?
Oh, man. I get so much grief for that every now and then. Oh, man.
I mean, they're calling him back. Like, what fouls, what penalties are they actually calling in Pop Warner?
Yeah, like, just ignore it. These kids are like 5 years old at the time.
Right.
I was 5 years old. I was so, I was so embarrassed.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I can understand how that happened. That was a slippery slope you were caught in. Right? It was a vortex.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents, available online and in stores near you.